the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
Podcast episode, I think 23. I don't know. I will look it up later. Got my co-host for today, Kaylin Ryan, up in here.
Hello, say what's up. Hello.
And I got a very special guest, Chloe. Thank you for coming by today. I know you're busy, so I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So yeah, how you been? How you enjoying LA? Is this your first time out here?
First time in LA, in America itself. Yeah, born and bred in England. Grown up in a very, very small town, so it's just crazy to be out here.
Have you seen any like crazy places yet? Like where have you seen yet?
To be honest, I think the craziest place I've seen is the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because there's just so many different people around. And you know when you've got like an expectation of like what it's going to be like, and then you get there and it's like, oh wow, like this is, I feel like I'm in a movie.
Oh, you like it? You like the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Oh, I think it's become common to us because we're
I remember when I first came out here. Yeah. This is why I went to New York and then Las Vegas. Las Vegas Strip was like crazy. Like I think that's the best strip out of the three. So when I got to Hollywood, I was like, oh, I was kind of disappointed because the other two were like way better. But this is your first one. Yeah. I think when you go to Vegas and New York, you're like, oh, Vegas especially.
How far away is Vegas from here?
Honestly, it's like a 45-minute plane ride.
Oh, plane ride, yeah.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. 4 hours car. Yeah. 4 to 5 hours driving.
Well, I've got 10 more days till I go.
You should go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas or go like back home? Oh, you should go to Vegas.
Vegas, okay.
You gotta go to Vegas for a weekend. Just go for a weekend.
You convinced me.
Don't go for too long. you'll be in trouble if you go for too long. Just for the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, and leave.
Love it. Okay. Even if I just go for a day and then have to fly back out.
Yeah. Don't stay too long. It's dangerous.
Experience it. I might get married. Literally, I've been told that happens a lot. Like people that go to Vegas.
No, it's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Easy. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Are you planning on going to like the Getty Museum or anything here?
I don't know what that is.
You haven't? Oh yeah, it's like it's a museum close to like Brentwood. You don't know what Brentwood is. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm just like yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Yeah, somebody will let you know. I don't know, but you like Getty beaches? Museum is nice.
The beaches? Have you been to the beaches out here?
The beaches, not yet. Do you know what? This is my third day.
Okay. When you go to Malibu.
Malibu. Yeah. Okay. Is that far from here?
No.
Like not that far.
30. Less than an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I'll walk it.
No,
it's not. Oh. I'm joking.
The coast is a lie. Yeah.
So I saw this video. I think it was Mitchell's YouTube channel where he picked you up from the airport. That was like adorable. Did you know that was happening?
No. And you know what? So many people have said to me, even my mum, she's like, Chloe, you obviously knew. Like, it's fake. And I'm like, no, it's not. It is not fake. Mum, stop calling me out. You're meant to be on my side. I turned up at the airport, and for the whole week previous, I said to my manager, how am I getting from the airport to my hotel? I do not know where I'm going. He said, there's going to be a driver that's going to pick you up at the airport, and he's going to take you back to your hotel. I said, okay. Well, I got to the airport, and I looked on my phone, and there was no driver itinerary. So, like, I wasn't told what time, who by. It just said, driver will be waiting at airport. And I thought, that's a bit weird. That's strange. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh no, I'm thinking I'm going to get kidnapped or something. Like, yeah. Anyway, I got to the airport and I see a sign that's held in front of someone's face, and he had roses behind his back. I thought, oh, it's Mitchell. It's Mitchell. I ran up to him, hugged him, jumped on him, and his mum was there. It was really special. It was like a dream.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, so are you guys dating?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I honestly did not know. I don't know. I did not know. I just had to ask. My bad.
Yeah.
And that's, I watched true. This current season of The Circle, mm-hmm. and you fell for another presumed character. Mm-hmm. But you had your eye on him as well when he came in, mm-hmm. your current. And it's crazy how it, exactly. Isn't it crazy how the one that was a catfish wasn't, and the one that is. I just think that it's so beautiful that you've been wanting love on the show. You were like, it'd be cool, it'd be nice. And then it happened accidentally. Mm-hmm. And you guys are like still together.
Yeah.
Picking up at the airport.
Like I said to him yesterday when I was at his, I said, Mitch, this is, because we go into deep conversations. Because he doesn't have sex, he's a virgin. Mm-hmm. It's like he's abstaining from sex till marriage. So me, I love sex. And getting into a relationship that's like, whoa, yep. This is strange. And I had a deep conversation with him, and it's hard to have deep conversations with men because in your mind, you don't want to be vulnerable because yeah. You're automatically thinking all he wants to do is get in manicures. And that's just how it is today. And when I had a conversation with him yesterday, I said, Mitch, we've literally met each other twice in real life. So we've been speaking for like 9-10 months since wow. the show aired. But he flew back to America. So we haven't actually seen each other because of COVID. It's only now this is the second time I've seen him.
That's why that airport pickup was so special.
Literally.
Oh my gosh.
I just think that's like crying. I'm like,
I liked your warm-up too. It was cute. It was the peach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on like coming, like staying out here? Or I mean like living out here? Or do you just want to like, how is that going to work out?
Because it seems like you like LA.
I love it. I really do. Everything about it. I just feel like I fit in, and like I've never fit in anywhere I've been in life. I've always been the one that's like, I want to do this, or I want to do that. And all my friends, they want to go down a different path, and that's fine. But for me, I just want more. I always want more. And being here, I just feel like everyone does. That's why we're here.
Everyone's chasing a dream out here.
Everyone's chasing a dream. No matter how big, how small, like everyone's still got that mindset. I've been told that I've got to have a green card to live here or a visa through work. And that's what I've done. I got a visa sponsored by Netflix. So now I'm out here filming. Yeah. So they flew me out here. I've got a 6-month visa. So I'll be to and fro. Mm.
Are you doing like, I heard you're doing hosting. Are you doing that?
Hosting.
Is it going to be like new shows you're going to be hosting? Or is it like just like reunions or...
So the first hosting job that Netflix put me forward for was the Too Hot to Handle season 2 reunion show. So it was called Too Hot to Handle Extra Hot. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And they kind of see how I was first time improvising live when they're on the screen, asking questions. And they said, Chloe, like, we want you to do more hosting. And that's why they flew me out here. Obviously, I can't say what for because it's not out yet. But... I hate it when people say that. I'm like, just fucking tell me. Like, what are you hiding? It's like, what is the secret? You're doing
contracts, porn? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, it is basically still reality stuff. But I want my own show. So I'm just fingers crossed.
It's going to happen.
You want, like, your own talk show?
Yeah. I just don't know how to get there. So at the minute, I'm just learning. I didn't know how to get into TV, but then it kind of happened. I didn't know how to get into presenting. But because I kind of followed the path of what I wanted to do in TV, I led to presenting. So like now I'm just kind of trying to remain positive and
the
humble.
Yeah.
You're a likable personality. You can be used on all platforms. I mean, as you can see, you were casted for 2 series and then now you have other stuff that's coming up. It's just going to keep happening. I don't see it not happening.
Is there any like people like in the UK that like are like, that you see, like, oh, I kind of want to be like them in their career. I know there's like Maya Jama out there.
I love her. Maya Jama, she's a queen. There's so many people. It's funny you said Maya Jama because, yeah, she would be my first port of call. She's her. There's no one like Maya. She owns it. She's silly. She's confident. She's sexy. She owns herself. And people just love her because she's her. I don't want to be like a replica. I don't want to copy anyone else. I just want to be like me. And people, I think, are slowly starting to get to know me for me. And I'm more comfortable with being me instead of just being the weirdo at school that was too loud.
Oh, wow. Would have never figured. You seem like you were always been you.
Yeah, no.
You don't, you never came across as a weirdo in both shows that I watched. So I don't know what that perception was in school, but kids are mean, so.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I've kind of grown out of that. I don't know how, though. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like every girl or boy, as they're growing up, they don't know where they want to be in life. And they're, like, very confused. Mm-hmm. they think they've got their shit together, but then they realize, oh no, I haven't. And then I don't know, it's like the relationships for me, every relationship I've been in, I've learned a lesson previously anyway. But like when I was younger, I used to let it destroy me. I used to think, oh, like I'm not worth it, and I'd put myself down and my confidence would get worse, and I'd get like either severe depression or anxiety. And then when I got put on the show, it was like I got my confidence boosted for a short period of time because of the likes, the engagement, the followers. It's like a massive ego boost. But then I realized likes and followers doesn't really mean anything. It's like out of them followers, who are you going to have a positive impact on? So I've just kind of grown in that sense, just confidence wise, just accepting who I am.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Also, I don't know why, but I'm about to ask this. How does like people from the UK view Americans? I always ask people from like foreigners, like
we only see Americans in movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't see like the news or politics about us at all.
Oh yeah. Trump. Trump, yeah, is that it?
No, he left office now.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Well, I don't want to say kicked out, but
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's the only one that we've ever heard of, I think. I think so. I mean, I don't really like getting into politics because I know literally nothing about it. So if anyone's listening and they're like, oh God, Chloe's trying to give lessons on politics, I'm not. But in England, I think our views are just America is very proud to be America, and that's it really, I think.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. Yeah,
I don't look at you and think, oh, I don't want to go over there with them Americans.
On our streets and our roads and our cities, is it starkly different from how your city and home looks like? It's totally different, the landscaping?
Yeah, the grass is greener, literally. Oh, okay. The grass is green. No, it literally is. Even when I was flying into the airport, the grass was bright green.
What's
I could see it.
The grass?
I don't know.
Is it because of the weather?
I don't know. I think we definitely need sun to get green grass, and we just don't ever see sun.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, it's just raining. Mm-hmm. Someone said to me the other day, they went, oh, it's really overcast. No, it was yesterday. It was really quite overcast. Did you notice?
In LA?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
What?
Out here, it was a little overcast. But we know, it's like we don't get true overcast or true winters.
Like talking about. Someone said to me, it's really extremely overcast today. And I'm like, right, okay. And they kept on going on about it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, why? Because it's always sunny.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we're spoiled out here.
We literally have rain 5 days a week, if we're lucky. Mm. And then like two of them days, it will still rain, yeah. No, it rains every day in England.
Wow. So how do you make plans? I guess everybody's used to it. You have your umbrellas, you have your rain boots, you have your coat.
Yeah, I mean, I love wearing like skimpy outfits, like the dresses and the tops and the
cute. You wear a coat and then go outside and take it off.
Blazers are my blessing. So I wear like cute little outfits and then I'll put like a blazer over the top. So if it rains, I can just put it over my head so my hair doesn't get ruined. We drive everywhere because, unless we're drinking, we drive everywhere because we just know it's going to rain if we walk. So we have to, I didn't think of it like that. I've actually got to live my life around the weather. That's crazy.
I'm up north in Washington and it's like the same, it rains. Like the only year, only months of the year that doesn't really rain is like July and August, but everything else is just pouring rain. And it feels like depressing. Is it like depressing out there?
To be honest, so many people have said that to me, so I'm glad you've said that because I've always wanted to talk about it. So, someone said to me the other day, they went, Chloe, you look like you should really live in a sunny country, somewhere that's like sunshine because you're so happy, you're so bubbly. I'm like, yeah, but I don't feel like, I don't know. Back home, you don't really notice until you're abroad.
So, it's the norm.
Yeah, because it's the norm. So I'm just me. Mm-hmm. I'm just adapted to the weather. But yeah, I mean, when I get demotivated because I can't go for a run. I can't walk the dog. I can't go to the beach. Mm-hmm. I can't go and see friends out unless it's like inside the house.
Yeah.
can't go to a fun fair because it's constantly raining. It's just freezing. I'm that's really selling the UK.
Of your visa?
Yeah.
So you'll be out here. You'll be able to dip and back and back and forth and get some of this LA, go back, get LA, go back. Mm. Yeah, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Is there any like celebrities you really want to meet while you're out here?
Oh, I don't know. To be honest, most of the celebrities out here I haven't heard of because America is such a big place. And like I was with Harry Jowsey the other day and he said to me, we went for breakfast and he went, oh, like just talking about this girl. I think her name's like, is it Madison Ray? Addison Rae. Yeah, Addison Rae. See what I mean? And I looked at her, I think it's TikTok, stunning, absolutely stunning, like absolutely crushing it. And I've never, like, this is a completely different world. So we don't know back in England like, how big TikTok is and how big Instagram can be out here because I'm in such an isolated area. So being out here, I could meet anyone and be a fangirl. Like, if I see Spider-Man walking in the street, I'm like, oh my God, like this is so weird. There's people that dress up as Spider-Man walking down the road. But yeah, just people, like, I don't know, friends from my previous shows, I'm excited to see more than anything because I've not seen them in like 3 years.
So how's like the entertainment life out there? Is it like no entertainment really besides?
But it's not. TikTok isn't as big in the UK as it is in America. So there's like, isn't there like houses out here?
Yeah, people have like their own TikTok houses.
TikTok houses, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm like, you go in a house and do TikTok. My little cousins are obsessed with TikTok. And I know that that will be the next generation. Yeah. Like obsessed with TikTok. Yep. If that hasn't already happened. I mean, it's a good thing if they're searching good things, but
I assume people are monetizing off of it. Is that probably why people are probably. Like, yeah, because yeah. When it came out, I was like, oh, okay, just another means of social media. So I wasn't all, I just got one or just made one, like probably like a month and a half ago, but it's been out for some time now.
It's been out for like 2 years.
So I'm late because I was like, oh, it's just another platform, but no, it's a platform, and I'm sure you have one.
Yeah, I've got TikTok.
Like, yeah, do that, keep it up, and
yeah, I use it. I just. Yep. You know when you self-critique and I'm like, am I good enough? Does it look good? And I'm like, is this useful or not useful? It's unuseful. What am I going to do about it? I've just been lazy with TikTok, to be quite honest with you.
No,
I have been so lazy with it because it's quite a lot of effort.
It's a lot of
especially
effort.
When you've got a busy schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can teach me.
No, I'm still learning.
Oh, okay. We can learn together. No, yeah, we'll take each other's socials afterwards.
Yeah, sure.
And then when I get
you
sent something,
yeah.
I'll be like, girl, listen.
And then I can learn from you.
Yeah, okay. We'll learn
each other. I can't do TikTok. I've been seeing other TikToks are so cool, and I'd be like, I've got nothing to.
But the time they take to edit.
Yeah,
and make
some TikToks are so like amazing. I'd be like, yo, this is funny, da 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 da. And I'd be like, I'm not doing that.
That's how they're paying the rent, so they can't avoid, they can't help but make it amazing. Yeah, it takes a lot of time. You have to really enjoy the app.
Yeah.
I'm getting used to it more now, I guess, because I'm finding more sounds that are funny for me to use. Other than that, it was like an Instagram to me.
Yeah, that's what I looked at it like.
But no, it's people really putting on performances.
I mean, I've seen some performances, but then I've also seen some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I am allowed to swear on him, aren't I? Yeah, because I've sworn loads.
It's a mixed bag of everything.
I think that's just the internet, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's it.
Socially conscious content. Then you get the political. Then you got the people that are into plants and insects. Yeah.
Like, there was this water trick. If you pour a bottle of water into a glass and the bottle seals on top of the glass, the water stops pouring, obviously, because the water stopped it. Like, now I'm saying it sounds stupid, but I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You get taught valuable life lessons that you don't need. Yeah,
but they're stored up for a rainy day.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess whenever you'll need to know about a bottle, glass.
If I ever get bored,
yeah,
I know what to do.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. And you'll end up spending hours on the app. Hours, if you have the time. Mm. Like, you can get into a dark hole.
Yeah, I do spend a lot of time on Instagram. Because people think, oh, Chloe, what do you do in your spare time? They think I'm just going to be like, oh, my phone, Instagram, and stuff. No, I hate going on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Even though that's my job. I think the reason why I don't like going on Instagram is because it is my job.
Now it's turned into a job.
Yeah, it's almost like I spend so much time replying to messages, comments, posting, editing, like the colours and stuff, and then like collabing with people. Mm-hmm. It gets to a point where I need to just go off my phone and just focus on what actually makes me happy, like family and friends. Mm-hmm. But I've only just realised that. I used to be obsessed with Instagram.
I think we all go through phases, for sure. I had to fast last year because I was becoming too consumed with certain aspects of the app to where I didn't like how my mental was going with certain things. And I was like, you're paying entirely too much attention to this or that. And then I went on how long was my fast? Like a 2-month fast from it completely because I said, I'm on timeout. I need to just not stop. I need to stop caring about blank or about what if I post this or will they care if I, girl, just do it. So I was like, no, you're not doing it. And then I came back. And now whatever I post or however I don't or if I don't, now I'm more lax about it because it can consume you.
It can.
Because you feel like you're like, okay, will they appreciate this? Well, if they don't, what are we going to do?
Exactly.
Exactly. We won't move on and it's going to be okay. Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about that. No, I'm like totally opposite. Like I would just post and like dip out. I don't really care. Mm. This is whatever. How
it's just like on your time. It's just like on your time. On your... It's like you post just to let people know you're alive, mm-hmm. and then to kind of keep them updated with what's going on in your life, like family and friends.
Yep.
And then,
but when you're building a brand like you are and like I am, it's like you're more conscious. You're building a brand, but you're just a different personality type, Wayne. Like you care, but you'll dip in and dip out.
No, I don't really care for like people. Like I just don't care for it. I just post it. I don't know. Like some people like go at you, and I'm like, I don't even know you. Like,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, how have you?
I'm not gonna see you tomorrow or the next day, so I'm not gonna like respond or whatever. Like you feel that way. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, You're not in my life, so I'm not gonna really care. Like.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
No importance.
Yeah, it's just like, but no, some people come at you like they like you grew up together in the same household and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it's confusing the aggression that people have behind. I could post a picture with purple hair, and it hasn't happened yet. Once I guess I reach a certain caliber, I'm sure I'll get a mixed bag of commentary. Right now, it's been all positive because it's the people I came up with, but I'm sure there'll be a day where someone's like, why the heck does she wear purple? What is she? And all of a sudden it's going to be like, you're mad about purple this morning. And this is going to be me being berated about purple. People have nothing to do. So they choose you to attack.
But to be honest, I found out, right, that if I get a hate comment, normally I ignore it. But recently, because I've been in such a good positive mindset, I've been able to just turn it into a positive.
Yep.
So like, say if someone says, oh, you look way too skinny, where's that bum? I'll message back and go, oh, don't, my pancakes offended. With like a laughing emoji, right? Just to turn it into a positive situation. And almost 9 times out of 10, they will message me back and go, oh my God, I can't believe you actually replied. I take what I said back, I love you. They're doing it for a response. They want a response.
Oh my God.
No, people do that though. I've seen that multiple times. People definitely do that.
I love you. Cause
it feels like if you say some wild ass shit, it's like, okay, it's gonna catch your attention.
Yeah,
but wouldn't you want to be known for more, referring to those people? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like to get in the door, you want to spew negativity to get a shock value and get reaction, just to then take it back and tell them you love them. It's not genuine at that point, cause what the heck are you doing under my comments with the negative? I guess anything
I think
because
if you get too many positives, it's not going to stick out, maybe. I don't know.
Right? But. Yeah, maybe they're like, I need to stand out. I hate you. And then it's like, all right, bro, you're corny. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's different. I'm not there yet. I think I'm just going to mute my comments certain days. Like, stop.
Oh, what was your favorite shooting? Like, Too Hot to Handle or The Circle?
Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, you were...
Too Hot to Handle, honestly. I loved it. It was in Mexico. It was so, so hot. We had a private chef. I could eat anything.
I always wonder, because they never show the details of how guests on shows like that eat.
Yeah.
What, you know?
It kind of takes the reality away from it. But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we couldn't know the time when we were on the show.
Why? Like the time of the day?
Yeah, the time of the day.
Why?
I mean, when you're in filming, what they say is if you're in that bubble, you shouldn't have any concept of time on the outside world, because that will distract you from you working in the villa, kind of. So if they want to keep you up till 2 a.m. filming diary entries, they can, because you don't know the time. So it's quite sneaky.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think the biggest teller would be when the sun starts to come up. Because mm-hmm. when you can kind of probably start to tell that it's around 5, 6 a.m. Other than that, it's just daytime.
Yeah.
Or it's just time.
Literally. I kind of developed a skill. Mm-hmm. I'd be sunbathing and I'd kind of know what the time was by the heat of the sun. Because if the sun was really hot, I'd know it was the peak of the day. So it's like 2 o'clock maybe. Mm-hmm. And when it started to get cooler, I'm like, it's probably about 4 or 5. Oh,
so
no, it's,
Dude, I heard I talked to Chase earlier this year, and he said they kind of like scammed him to get on the show. Did that due to, because I guess he signed up to do another show, and then they flew him out there, and then they told him it was going to be too hot to handle. Like, oh, they did?
Yeah. Not me. So because mine was the first season, we didn't know what the name was. They casted us and said, it's called the Untitled Dating Show. So I was like, right, okay. And then obviously season 2, they can't then say after it's got a name, Too Hot to Handle, you're going on Too Hot to Handle, because it ruined the surprise. So they named it Parties in Paradise. And then, Chase got tricked onto it. They had a fake host and everything. Like, all the camera crew had Parties in Paradise on the tops. So it was like, it looked legit. And then Lana come in.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of funny. I'm not gonna lie. How
is it with the diary entries? Like, is it a laborious, like, aspect of it? Is it hours upon hours, them asking you to retake it? Or could you add a little more excitement to when you share this story, or recall this story when you guys kiss? Like, is it repetitive, or do they allow you to just be yourself and dip out for their days?
I mean, I thought with diary room entries, say if, like, for instance, we were in there and we just had an argument, mm-hmm. I would then straight away think, I'm gonna go in the diary room and slagger off. That doesn't happen. So, like, something happens and then the producers write it down, and whatever fits the certain storyline that they want to pursue with a certain character, they will then pick up on what they want you to talk about. So they will say, at the end of the day, Chloe, it's time for your diary room entry. Mm-hmm. So I'll go in the diary room, and then they'll say, you've got to relive this moment to the best you can. I'm like, okay. And they'll say, how did you feel when Francesca and Corey went on a date? Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, Corey, you twat. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'd have to relive that.
Yeah.
But it's not actually happening at that moment. It's like a day or two ahead or that night. Yeah. Sometimes we'd have to wait like a week.
Really?
Yeah. At the end of filming, I remember the producer called me back in, everyone back in, and they had like a massive list. Because obviously they're filming 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. 7 days a week, and even when we're sleeping, they have to still watch it. So they have to re-watch it when we're like eating lunch, and when we're having like our break days, and they tell us to just pick up on certain things, and it's like hard to remember how you felt in that moment.
I feel like that's opposite from the circle. The circle
go on that show.
You were in.
I couldn't do
the
Too
room.
Hot to Handle. I would be like, I don't even remember. I don't even care anymore.
They would write your character out real quick. They'd be like, why you didn't show up today?
I don't care anymore, but that happened a week ago. Like, I don't care. Yeah. It's a whole
there weren't
day.
Diary rooms in the circle, were there?
Right.
No, there weren't.
Yeah, so it was in the moment.
Literally.
Allowing you to talk to
I didn't screen. Realize that. Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. So, yeah, Too Hot to Handle and The Circle, two opposite, polar opposite shows.
Your reaction is right then and there in the circle.
On the spot.
So you guys had to stay in the room. How long is the circle. Circle? How long do you have to... You're just in the room by yourself the entire time?
Yeah.
They bring stuff
passing the door. Yeah.
No, it was peak COVID. COVID was like at its peak. And it was filmed in the UK, so they flew everyone over from America that was on the show to the UK.
Yeah.
And I was the only British one. So I was the only one that didn't get flown. And I was like, I was like, it doesn't make sense. Why would you fly like 12 people out? And then
I don't know why they don't have a location in the US yet.
No, yeah, true.
It seems like a lot of people on that show was from LA too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. from here. But they have to go to the UK.
Yeah, literally. I've met out with some of the Circle cast since being here. Did you watch the first season of The Circle? Mm-hmm. It's like Joey Sasso and then Shubham. Yeah. I love him. He's such a ladies' magnet. He pulls all the birds.
I believe it. Because he's a quiet confidence.
He's sweet about it. Yeah, I sat on his lap the other day and gave him a kiss on the cheek, then realised, whoa, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Whoa, I need to calm down. Yeah, Shubby. Oh, I love him so much.
Wow. Was it boring in The Circle? Because they try and keep you guys entertained, obviously, but when you're not doing the game or cooking and taking pictures of your stuff and sending it into the chat, there's a lot of downtime.
Yeah. Do you get music?
No.
No music?
No music, no TV, no phone.
A journal?
Just books. A journal, yeah. You get puzzles, colouring books.
It's music, like, though, I feel like music would be like,
could somebody request a video game? I couldn't do that.
No. Oh no, yeah.
I mean, I couldn't do that. I wanted to go on a circle, and I was like, no, I can't do that. How long are you guys in there for? A week or two?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But just think, I had to isolate before 3 weeks before going on. And then at my home. Mm. And then a week or two when I was in Manchester.
Yeah.
Ready to be put on the show, and then 3 weeks isolating filming. I'm surprised I have not been sectioned, because it was just honestly crazy.
What did you guys do for break days for Too Hot to Handle? Or what was it, guys? What did you guys do for break days?
We had one break day throughout the whole month. Yeah, so it's like where they just let you be yourself. Yeah, one break day, and us girls got our nails redone, but it's for continuity. So it's like, if our nails are like outgrown or a couple have snapped off, they can't continue filming. So it's like, we would then get them redone, and then like the guys would get a haircut to kind of remain that fresh look. Mm-hmm. So it's just like final touch-ups, but for the whole day.
So they, you think people refill, should like break their nails in the future so they can get more break days?
Yeah, strategy. Do you know what? I didn't even think of that. Why did I think of that?
Wow. You would think that they would allow you all to have a touch-up, like if your nail broke, like later there'd be someone on staff or you guys have a nail kit.
I reckon they would.
Yeah.
I reckon they would. They wouldn't deprive us of that.
For sure.
I think it was just a day where they were just like, self-care day.
One day.
Yeah.
So what was it like in the villa? Like, do you guys just, there was no phones or anything, nothing?
Nothing there
it was
either.
Just... No, that's, I couldn't do
engaging
that.
With each other, sitting by the pool, the games, the
could you guys go out to like other places, or you just had to stay in the villa?
No, they had parties at the pool, and they had parties at the shore.
Oh no.
But yeah, that's where you guys would turn up.
I only ever went to, because you know you've got the villa, and then as you walk out a tiny bit past the fire pit, there's the beach and the water. Well, I thought I'd be able to go there anytime I want, but you can't. So like, it's almost like you're on an invisible lead. So like, you're walking towards, and then they'll go, Chloe, like, come back in, and like, you've got to stay for filming, or you've got to do this scene in a second, or you've got to meet, you got to sit down and have a chat with this person. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I would hate it. I'm like I have to go outside every day to do something, like, yeah. So I can be stuck there.
Well, it was almost like an open villa. So it's like the sitting room was outside next to the pool with just like a cover.
Yeah.
So it felt like you were outside.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you saw the beach, you're like, oh, okay, I just want to go down there for a second.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Wow. So they would have you all have conversations with people. So you spoke to that about the diary room, but if a conflict happened between, let's just say, you and myself, they would wait potentially like 2 days to tell us, okay, now you two are going to go sit by the pool. Chloe go up to Kaylin and ask her about why she was on his
That's
lap.
That's how it works if you have a conflict with somebody?
They hold it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's camera angles. Yeah. If you're mic'd up, if you're by the pool and you've got your mic off, you can't talk about anything that's happened because it's not shown. So like you've signed contracts, everything you say, you need to be, like if you take your mic pack off, there's someone on you within seconds from the room. They run into the villa and they go, put your mic pack back on. Because you can't, I could say to you, this is a very extreme case, by the way. Okay. I could say to you, I'm going to put like punch your face in.
Yeah.
And then you could say something and then we could have a fight, but then they've got no evidence of what's been said, whose fault it is, who to kick off. It's for like safety, really. If someone's being like a bully or narcissistic or just like abusive towards someone, really, which is quite good.
For sure. If it didn't get physical and the words were exchanged, would they, and I wasn't Mike because I was at the pool or whatever have you, would they then have us recreate the moment of animosity or?
Not recreate it, but they would probably, like with me and Corey, what happened was he took Francesca on a date and then I see him that night, but I didn't say anything to him because I thought this isn't the right moment to have that conversation. A couple days later, I waited and was like, right, I'm going to pull him for a chat now. Because like it settled a little bit. And then we sat down, we had the chat. And it was like a proper camera crew in front of us so we could have it properly.
Is it uncomfortable when having those type of intimate conversations with that type of show? Because it's about intimacy or the lack thereof. The camera crew was just like really like right there.
Literally. The date that I had with David, the camera was like where you're sitting. And I was like... That is just the camera and then the cameraman and then you've got the mic over the table that's like there and then you're sitting there like trying to have a date.
And
there's like six people standing there and you're like
Like, did you guys ever just stare at the camera while you're on a date? Cause I know me personally, I've been like staring at the camera just like, why are y'all in my face like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're in the moment, you just forget it's there. And you slowly adapt to the weird environment. Yeah. Like, it's just so weird.
What was your reaction when you found out that you weren't on the original show they, you know, told you it was, and it was a show that would make you abstain from sexual activities on an island where everybody's shirtless and half nude? Like, what was your true reaction when you heard, like, what the show was about?
Seriously, have you ever seen X on the Beach?
Yeah.
I thought it was that, I'm not going to lie. Someone walked out. No, was it someone? No, it wasn't. It was Lana, the bloody bitch, the cone. Oh, I hated her. She literally was in the middle of the table and I thought, who is this? I felt like I was in Star Trek. And she said, you are not here for the reason you think you are. And I thought, my ex is going to jump out. I thought, wow, I was looking around me, scared. I was proper scared. But then she said, you can't have sex. It was almost like a relief. So I was like, I don't care, as long as you don't bring my ex out, I'll do anything. I'll literally do anything. And I had a conversation with my nan and my mum before going on to the show, and they said to me, please do not have sex on TV because we have to watch it. I was like, okay. If I have to, I won't have sex. Yeah, literally.
How was their reaction like after watching like the shows? Were they like, did they like, hey, you should have done this in this situation or da 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 da? Like, did they give you any feedback?
Feedback.
I mean, I don't know. Did they? I think
they just embraced you.
In the moment, they were just like, oh, you're on TV, Chloe. You've actually made it on TV.
Yeah.
And when they were watching it, it was all... I remember the one scene my dad said that he cried at. So you know the scene with me and Nicole and Rhonda in the... What was it? What's it called? Dressing room. We were in the dressing room and I was wearing the pink dress dressed up like a Barbie. And Rhonda walked in and said, Chloe, Corey's taken Francesca on a date and I started crying. When my dad was watching it, he started crying. He was like, how fucking dare he? Where does he live?
At least it was a supportive reaction, because parents seeing their children date in any way can become uncomfortable, I guess, mm-hmm. because they know we would do or are doing what they did to get us here. I mean, they had to do something to get us here. So I don't know how my parents would react. We joke about me going on the Bachelorette or being the Bachelorette. This is all jokes. But one, I can't fake like that many men. If I only like one, I won't be able to go throughout the rest of the show, because contractually I have to give everybody a shot. And my parents seeing me kiss all over TV, I don't know. I won't know until I know. I feel like they'd be chill, but then I feel like they'd be like, it's just different because I'm their daughter.
Awkward. They'll just be like, mm.
Even though they know and I'm an adult and I'm not doing anything abnormal to what humans do, but it's just still like, why are you doing that, Kay? So it's, I don't know. You're very, like, I respect that about you. You were able to do it, because I would have been in my head too much.
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably have been able to date properly on the show with the conscious of, oh, shoot.
Oh, it's still there. It was still there.
Yeah.
It was just like,
but then when there's
cameras, there's pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'm glad that The Circle was an isolation show.
Was there anybody, like, on set that didn't take it serious at all? Because I know me, I probably wouldn't take it serious.
Wayne, you do not need to cast it. Everybody listening to the cast,
Wayne. I probably wouldn't take it serious. Like, too hot to handle. I'd be like, I don't know if I would take it.
Not take it serious and cut up, or not take it serious and, like,
I don't know, like, I wouldn't take things.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't take things serious. I don't know.
The process of it, like, getting
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, okay, when we leave this villa, like, we probably won't even speak to each other, or we probably don't even live in the same city or something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, okay, I don't know how real could this be mm-hmm. after the villa. So I was like, I don't know.
Do you feel like Too Hot to Handle was harder or less hard than Love Island? You haven't been on it, but I know it's... Oh. You know the concept?
Love Island actually contacted me just before I went on Too Hot to ask if I'd go on it. But I said no mm-hmm. because I wanted to take this new opportunity.
No, yeah, it was a good choice.
What was the hardest?
I feel like there, you actually have to find love to or actually get the boot, quote unquote.
So do you mean what's the hardest out to handle in The Circle?
No, like with your knowledge of what the premise of Love Island is, do you feel like it's harder to be on an island on Too Hot to Handle, or what the contestants had to go through on Love Island,
Love
where,
Island.
Yeah, because they're really...
That's true rejection. Well, true rejection.
I'd be feeling sad for those people that, like, they won't couple up with somebody, and then you see them, their partner couple up with somebody, and then they get kicked off the show. I'd be like, damn, I feel bad for them.
Or they couple up with a friend the whole way, because everybody knows, like, and it's like they haven't, everyone that comes through the villa, so to say, it's nothing romantic, so they're just floating on by until they get the boot.
Yeah, I mean, Love Island is different, isn't it? I mean, I'm so glad that we're talking about that, though, because I love Love Island. It's not big over here, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. I'm amazing. Same. Same. I think it's the English banter that makes it what it is.
But to watch my dude go on a date and I watch from the balcony of the makeup room and right at the bottom they put their candles next to the pool as if I'm not in proximity. I don't know. And then they tell me to stay upstairs and I can't go down to temp. That's really different. Those women are strong.
For drama.
Truly. Because the dates are right there.
Yeah.
Then they bring in new people.
And, like, even for the men. Like, walking... Yeah. Like, whose idea was it to have all the women standing in a line? Then when the men come out, the women choose whether they want to couple up with him or not.
And he has to stand there.
That's rejection from, like, at least 10 girls on TV when you've just got there.
They don't step forward. Yeah, no, it happened a few times.
I mean, it happens all the time.
And the guys are even decent too. It's not even that there's something wrong with them. It's just a matter of
we just want more.
Yeah, they're just, or they're nervous to couple up too soon.
Yeah,
but
true.
You step forward for the first guy, and then you see the third guy is who it is. Now you gotta step forward.
Again,
the new guy while your dude is standing back there.
But can't the girls also be like, all right, can they drop him at that time?
No,
too?
You can, but that's the uncomfortable part. That's like me stepping forward for you. I'm like, okay, I got Wayne.
And then I'm coming.
Yeah, and then I'm like, actually, and then you're like, oh, all right. And now you have to sit off to the side.
That's just weird. Oh, no.
And I am not wrong because I'm told to choose, but then now you feel slighted because you were chosen.
I would be fucked.
If I walked in and a dude...
For everyone. Oh. I would just stand forward for everyone.
Imagine it was reversed, though. Like, we walked in. I think they do it reverse sometimes. Or is it just...
No, I'm glad they do it that way, though.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, because if it was reversed and the woman walked in, the guys are just like...
No, yeah, I'm glad
like
they do it that
they
way.
Did, they did, though. I feel like on one of the seasons, I don't know where it was located, they did that, where the woman walked in and the guys were like...
I mean, at least you could check the guy's ego right then and there, though.
True.
Because some people are about to get like, oh, I'm about to, and then be like, okay, maybe I'm not about to do.
What do you and your dude have plans to do while you're out here?
Are you talking about Mitchell?
Yes. He was so sweet. I really enjoyed his character.
Yeah.
So, he got a genuine guy.
That was weird that I just said that. Are you talking about Mitchell? Like, I've got, like, three other guys.
No, you're just excited. That's what
yeah, okay. I haven't, Mitch. If you're watching, I'm not cheating on you. So tonight we were meant to go on a date, but because my first interview was running late and then I'm on this amazing podcast with you guys, I just said to him, I'm just gonna chill for the evening because I've been here for a few days and I've been so busy, which is amazing. I just need to chill. I want a massage, I want to get my nails done, and I want to go to a spa. But he I think he was going to take me to the sunset this evening. I had to cancel on him. Not cancel on him. I just... yeah, no, that sounded really mean. No, not cancel on him. He said to me, Chloe, I'm such a bitch. He said to me, Chloe, if you're busy, we can reschedule. I said, perfect, okay. Because then if I'm working, then I can then relax when I'm with him. Because if I'm with him and I'm stressing about working, I'm not relaxing.
How's your dad feel about him?
Do you know what, right? This is so funny. Yesterday, we were on FaceTime to my dad. And my dad was like, oh, nice to see you, Mitch. And Mitch was like, oh, I can't even remember what he was saying. Just he was just being Mitch. Very charming. And Mitch went, oh, I'll grab your number off of Chloe, or I'll give you my number, so if you can't get hold of Chloe, you can get hold of me and know she's safe, because my SIM card doesn't work out here, gentlemen. And my dad went, oh, I'd be careful, because I might start sending you random cock and ball pics. So my dad openly said to Mitchell, the first time he'd ever spoken to him, be careful, son, because I'll probably send you dick pics.
You know what?
Oh, I'm glad your dad's out here living life.
They're comfortable. He got comfortable with him. I see this as a positive. He got comfortable with him.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen. It'll probably happen on accident. It'll shock your dad.
Hey, I'm Chloe. Your dad actually said.
Your dad's going to be like, oh, shoot, I really didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, no, but that's my dad, though. He probably would. Just as a joke. He'll just send Mitchell a random picture of his balls.
And honestly, it's a test. And if Mitchell passed the test, then I understand exactly what your dad's doing.
Do? Should he reply with the ball pic?
Wow, right? Well, okay, you're a man.
What?
What would you do?
I'd just be like, I think you sent it. I'd be like, you sent it to the wrong person.
You wouldn't match it and be like,
no, I'm not.
And then put a comment and be like, you have a great day.
I bet there's so many people listening to this that are thinking, oh, I would definitely send a picture back of my balls.
I'll try and end that as possible, fast as possible.
Oh, wow. Well, at least your dad has a sense of humor.
That's good.
Your mom likes him?
To be honest, I don't think she's spoken to him. Because I've only been here a few days. Like, the night time's here is daytime there.
Yep.
So when I'm asleep, they're awake. When I'm awake, they're asleep.
So you have to, like, be up at an odd hour to talk to them.
Who are you, like, more like? Like, which parent are you, like, more like, your mom or dad?
My dad.
Yeah, I was just about to say, based off of that.
No, yeah, my dad, literally. But I love my mom. I need my mom. She keeps me organized. Mm-hmm. She keeps me very structured in my life. She'll cook for me, clean for me, cuddle me when I have a nightmare. If I say to her, Mum, can we go out shopping? Or, like, I will take her shopping or for lunch. Or, No, probably I'm lying. Probably not shopping. I'd take her to a local cafe for a full English breakfast.
Yeah. Soon you'll be able to take her shopping on a shopping spree.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I could take her for a shopping spree, but she's like, no. Yeah. No, I don't want new clothes. I'm like, why, Mum? She's like, I'd rather go Tesco, which is the equivalent as like a Target or something here. I want to go Tesco and get some clothes. I'm fine. Mm. And I'm like, no, Mum, I'm going to treat you. And she's like, no, it's all right, Chloe. Save your money.
That's okay. Big. Yeah. No, save your money. A lot of people blow through it very quick. Mm. Just save.
It's easily done, especially when you get chopped into this industry.
Mm-hmm. You start looking at the opportunities before you can cash your checks. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I'm booked for this, 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 and this. But next year, we don't know what that may be.
Yeah.
You can't cash the checks yet.
Yeah. Spending before you get your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
And then you be, yeah. Now it's that one girl from this show that now is bankrupt. And it's like, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. But no, that's not going to happen to you.
Yeah. So what's like your, like, I don't know, dream goal? Or like, what's like, where do you see yourself in like 5-10 years?
Wow. I don't actually know. I think... Where do I see myself in 5 or 10 years? It's going to sound really cheesy and really cringy.
Okay.
Are we here for it?
Yeah.
Are you listening? Definitely. Okay. Get the violin out. Mm-hmm. Genuinely happy. Knowing my priorities in life, like family, friends, even still. And just being aware of myself, because I would hate to turn into that girl that thinks she's better than everyone. And I know that that isn't me. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm, because of where I've come from and because of what I've experienced and the situations I've been in from like a young age, I get on with everyone.
Yeah.
It's the posh people and the rich people that intimidate me. Mm. So in 5 years' time, I would say I'm going to be happy and I want to have my own talk show, okay? I'm just going to go straight for it. I want to have my own talk show. I want to sit down with people who have, like what you're doing with me, people that have been on TV, people that have been in movies, and just have fucking banter with them and probably chuck them in a pile of shit if they got a question wrong. You know, like gunk.
Yeah, I know exactly
you know,
what you mean.
And then just lunge them. Yeah.
Consequences and jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that'd fit me.
No,
let's manifest it.
Oh no, it's gonna happen.
That's great.
Do you ever plan on starting your own podcast?
No, I don't know if I'd be any good at asking questions.
You could just do a podcast.
No, I feel you would.
There's multiple different podcasts.
Is there?
Yeah, there's like the people talk about true crime or like mm-hmm. people talk about space or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, there's multiple.
What do you think I would talk about?
I don't know, just life. You're just like your own, I don't know. You could just
you
be
could
you.
Have people, you could have callers call in with their
true.
Questions.
Oh, that, my God.
That actually
probably
might be for
relationship advice or their
just
stories.
Just advice on life.
And then you sit there and you talk to them either live. I feel like that would be dope for your personality.
Chloe's advice.
The craziest stories,
go.
Though. Like, it
Chloe's
doesn't even
advice.
Have to be, like, people asking you real advice. Like, literally,
no,
they want to know if they should wear the pink skirt with the white top or the blue top. And that's the conversation, just like them having marital issues is a conversation.
Yeah. That actually would be really good.
Oh, my God.
You can be called. Oh, call Chloe.
Call Chloe. Oh, that's okay.
God bless. Take that.
Honestly, in 5 years' time, when I have got this podcast, we're going to revert back to this podcast and go, that is where the magic happens.
Yeah.